Hi everyone, and welcome to the Voice Magazine podcast. I'm Saskia Kalis, the deputy editor, and today for International Women's Day, I'm going to be speaking with Elizabeth Firth, who is the head roaster at Chimney Fire Coffee, about what it means to embrace equity in the workplace. So Elizabeth, can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background?
Yeah, so to give you a bit of background information about me, so my name is Elizabeth. I actually grew up on the continent. I grew up in Austria, but I'm British, and my mother tongue is French, so you might kind of notice a bit of an accent. But I've lived in England now since 1985, nonstop, and my background really is in horses. So you might think that's a bit far removed from roasting, but actually with horses, you need to listen a lot. You need to speak a language of another living being and really tune in to your subject or your object. So it's not as far back or far removed as you might think, because in coffee there are really similarities as to approaching each coffee in its own way, depending on origin, moisture, density, without being too technical. But the other really interesting thing is that horse riding is the only competition in the world when male and female competitors compete in the same category. So yeah, I found that's kind of interesting, because you're asking primarily, you know, I'm a woman, I'm in an industry that is a bit male heavy, but I never looked at it like that really.
How long have you been working in the coffee industry?
So in the coffee industry, I've been working 12 years. Stumbled into it quite late in life, really, because I was more of a tea drinker, but really took to coffee. My brother introduced me to coffee. He's actually a coffee roaster. He married an Austrian and he's in Austria. And he came to England to meet his college friends and just kind of share that he was going to go into coffee. And then they introduced him to a friend of theirs who was a coffee roaster. And then he took me there, very excited. And I had my first cup of coffee probably about 14 years ago and really liked it. So having kind of a background also in journalism, I was also a photojournalist in the horse industry. I just kind of delved into it full on and wanted to know what it's all about and the buzz. And here in England, actually, you know, outside of New Zealand and Australia, it really is kind of a mecca of specialty coffees. So I landed on my feet, really, to just understand more and more and more about coffee, and had really generous friends who were already coffee roasters who introduced me more and more. And yeah, and so I got the coffee bug about, 13 years ago, 14 years ago.
The coffee industry has always been quite heavily male dominated. What was it that made you see this pathway as a viable option?
That's a really interesting question, because I never approached it like that. So I usually, if I'm interested in something and I get passionate quite quickly about something, I just go out and find all the information I need, delve into it, experience it, and just go for it. And I myself actually was surprised that there aren't as many female roasters, but it was never something that I kind of really looked into and thought, oh, isn't that strange? And because I'm a woman, I will prove myself. And again, maybe it's my background again. I never really see the difference between male and female. Of course, they bring different things, different approaches to any subject, which is great, but it's not the first thing that I notice in any walk of life, really. So I'm happy that I can be a roaster regardless of my, you know, being female or male. That it's not really, it's quite inclusive, actually. I've met other female roasters, so yeah.
The company you work for, Chimney Fire Coffee, has a near 50-50 split when it comes to male and female roasters. So considering that only 24.2% of coffee roasters in the industry are women, this is a huge achievement for the CFC. How have they managed it, and what could others in the industry learn from you all?
Mm-hmm. So it's funny, because when I met Dan, the boss, you know, we were just two. We were already 50-50 then. And he, you have to ask him really why he gave me the job. But we got along really well from the day we met. And we kept this 50-50, I think. I think it's really interesting. And it's true that, so I'm the head roaster and Neroli is the trainee roaster doing really, really well. So I've taught her from the beginning. And again, you know, it was interesting that she was a female. She was interested. She took to it really well. And it's all about engaging senses. And I'm not saying that men maybe don't engage in senses as well, but and not to be daunted by machinery. So I think maybe it's a myth that women are daunted by machinery. And yet the machine, you know, I always see myself as a conduit. So I happen to be in between the farmers and all the work that goes ahead. Then we source the coffee and then it comes to me and we assess it. And I've got a machine that, if you know the principles of roasting, is there to assist you and not to scare you. So you have to have a bit of a knowledge on what the machine can do, and then just apply the principles of roasting to a machine. And obviously try and do the best you can, because after you, you kind of add another bit of value to the coffee, which is a seed. And before it actually is roasted, it's a seed. We can't really do much with it. And we transform it very carefully into a bean, which is then brittle enough to be ground and to introduce to water so that you can get extraction. But in the roasting process, you have to really be careful and listen carefully to the bean as to how it enjoys and likes the heat application. And so, you know, senses, I always say, you know, first, the senses are the most important thing. So we talk actually about all five senses in roasting. Yeah, I don't know what more to say, really, other than I'm really happy to work here. Maybe because we're 50-50, I don't know, it just happened. But it's really nice to be able to bounce off. And we're six people, everybody has kind of their expertise, but to bounce off ideas that I would never think of. And that might be because it's not my expertise, that particular area in the company. It might also be because men think a little bit different to women. I don't know. I think it cuts both ways.
What does equality mean to you?
Well, it's a really important subject, isn't it? Equality. It covers a lot of things. Of course, it is really, really important. But as I said to you already, through my upbringing, so we were four in my family. I've got a brother and me, mother and father. So there was never kind of also this, sometimes, I don't know, families have just boys or just girls. There might be a dynamic which is different. But I was always brought up with this equality, really, when it comes to male and female. My parents always made sure that we were treated equally. So I think already in my upbringing, I was never made aware that anything other than equality is acceptable.
Outside of an office setting, what more can people do to embrace equity and make things better for the female population?
Okay. Well, I don't employ anybody, so I can't really make those kind of decisions. But as I said before, I really see everybody as a human being. I practice Buddhism. Buddhism is very inclusive. You know, you have to maximize people's potential, whether they're male or female. And sometimes, you know, I guess companies are put under pressure to have this equality without looking at also what these people can bring to the company. And it, I think it's not good if we only do it by numbers. So if you have three male, you have to have three female. I don't think that we came about because of that. It happened because everybody brought to the plate what was important for the company. And I think outside the company, it's the same thing. It's interesting. I mean, I probably haven't thought of this as much as I could, because you walk into another environment and you maybe see only women. Doesn't shock me, but in a way, it's also nicer if there's some male energy around and vice versa. So I think the most important thing is to look at everybody from a humanistic point of view and, you know, try and get along. I mean, we're human beings after all. We can't just kind of put labels on us. So equality is important. How can we make it better? Just by seeing everybody as an individual, I think that's a really, really good start.
Today's episode was made possible by Voice Magazine, an online platform for young people interested in art and culture. You can read Voice over at voicemag.uk and find it on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as VoiceMagUK. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider helping us make more with a donation of any amount at voicemag.uk/donate. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod for the use of The Truck Thief in the Night, and you can find more of his work on incomeproject.com. Tom Innes was the executive producer.